The new study on intimate partner violence by the Federal Justice Department found domestic violence arrests, including child abuse, dropped by almost half between 1993 and 2004. The number of women killed by their male partners dropped by 26% to 1,159. Meanwhile, the number of men killed by their wives or girlfriends dropped by almost half to 385. Patty Seeger of the Wisconsin Coalition Against Domestic Violence credits that to the work of groups like hers.
We do know that a great percentage of the men who were killed were batterers who were being killed by their victims. And what we're seeing now is victims, I think, have many more options, and they don't see killing their abusive partner as the only way to break free of the violence in their relationship. So that's been a great benefit for males.
Seeger says it's important to understand that the new study is based on arrest rates, not on the actual number of assaults that take place among family members. She says it's good news that violence rates seem to be dropping, but she points to statistics in Wisconsin that show the number of women seeking domestic violence assistance at shelters almost doubled in the past decade.
If you look at the arrest data, there's a corresponding decline. We also know, just from our hotline data, that more and more victims are coming forward every day.
Seeger says it's clear that tougher domestic violence laws have made an impact, but she hopes the new study will be used to support more funding for domestic violence prevention programs and not be taken as a signal that those laws have solved the problem. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.